Self-awareness is your ability to understand your own emotions and how those emotions have an impact on you, on your performance and what you do. You know what you are feeling, why you're feeling it, and how it helps you or how it hurts you. So it seems like something pretty obvious that we all need to know our feelings. But the reality is that, you know, we all tend to have our own blind spots. In fact, there was a study that was carried out on a number of business leaders, and it came to the fore that, you know, 90% of people or amongst these leaders considered something to be their strength when others considered it to be their weakness. So we all have our own blind spots in this regard, and that is why self-awareness is so important. It seems as though in the process of rushing from one commitment to the next, meeting deadlines, responding to external demands, we lose touch with our emotions. And being able to recognize a feeling as it happened, that is the keystone of emotional intelligence. Not only do you need to be aware of your emotions, you need to be aware of your strengths and your weaknesses. And Islam as a deen puts a great deal of emphasis on self-awareness. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ in Surah Al-Hashr. That do not be like those who forgot Allah, and so Allah made them forget their own selves. The fact is, when we lose touch with our own selves, that is when we become mindless and we become robotic. And the issue is that, you know, when something becomes common knowledge, when we're doing the same thing day in and day out, a set of actions that are repeated frequently, it sort of creates a neurological path that facilitates the repetition of those actions. Driving to work on the first day may be tricky, but after making trips every single day, it becomes a no-brainer. You don't have to think while you're doing it. And this natural process allows us to focus on other things while we're doing these activities, you know, that we do every day. And we become considerably more efficient due to the habitual nature of these actions. There is, however, a drawback that as actions become more automated, we no longer remain mindful of them. And with a loss of mindfulness, there's a loss of intent and there's a loss of deliberation. And that is the issue. And that is where we're losing our self-awareness. So when a person has heightened self-awareness, then a person is able or is aware of their own emotions. They are skilled at differentiating the different range of emotional states, from happiness to sadness to disgust to anger. When a person has a self-awareness, they're mindful of what they're feeling at any given time. They are considerably better off in terms of expressing a range of emotions in various personal and workplace settings. They're able to understand and function with the negative emotions and challenges. They're able to pinpoint the cause of their reaction. They're able to avoid personalizing their reaction, and they are aware of how their reaction impacts on others. And they're even able to anticipate the behavior and reaction from others. So that is when a person has self-awareness. The question then is, how do we improve our self-awareness? And an important concept that Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah has spoken about is muakhat, that you have a friendship with someone, that you ask someone for constructive feedback, and that constructive feedback can help you in different ways. So that is the first point. Also keeping a journal on your own emotions and feelings, that will assist you. Taking your time to meditate, to make muraqabah, and then in that pay attention to your thoughts and emotions, practice mindfulness, reflect on your experiences, use positive self-talk, and also work on building a growth mindset where you don't think of things as fixed, but you're willing to explore and to build on it. And what we seem to have is a limited experience. You know, ask, how was school? Okay. How was the meal? How was the meal that you had? It was okay. everything's okay when we need to learn to be able to identify certain emotions and express it. It was scrumptious. I had a very exciting day at school. So when we build on that, that is when we'll be able to identify emotions more and be able to pinpoint them and then able to regulate our behavior in that regard. The most valuable gift you can give a person is one thing that you truly possess is yourself at the present moment. And that is to pour yourself into your relationships and be present with those around you. Also, what we find is that, at times we make decisions when we're angry or when you're happy and then we regret it afterwards. So you need to be able to be in that balanced state so that you don't overcommit or that you don't do something that you regret later on.